Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen, Denise has told you what happened. I was driving down that road, a matter of yards from here, past the police station. And I heard it on the radio. My wavelength had got into theirs or vice versa. I knew instinctively it was Denny. I drove out. They were living in a small house in the middle of a field because they were building a new house. Olive had gone to get help. Denise was sitting, 4 years of age, in her dressing gown, nightdress, and Denny was lying on the steps. There were a huddle of policemen 20 yards away. I said, an image that will never leave me. It's an image that will inform, I hope, everything that we do in relation to this issue, the past, and how it fits into our future. I went to Jimmy Reavy's house the night the sons were shot. Inexplicable. Mick McGrath, who was shot at the Rock Bar. Mick and I took lumps out of each other many times on the football field. Those were part of the collusion that existed where I live. A senior policeman in that office, you could throw a stone from here to it, was one of the people who allowed it to happen if he didn't actually organise it. Another was a policeman who used to stop me and ask me, "Good evening, Mr. Mallon, what's your name? Take off your shoes." Those were the days that were in it. Another lived 80 yards from me. He was a policeman too. He was there at Silverbridge and Donnelly's. He was there at Reavy's. He was there at the Rock Bar. That was the cesspool that it was. And I finish with this. A friend, a person I've known all my life for most of it, young man, called Snowden Corky. He was a policeman. He was on the checkpoint in Barkett Hill, and I took my young daughter in for a message to the chemist. Gunfire started. I ran out. It was Mark Day. There was a cattle truck sitting near the checkpoint, and Snowden was shot, and he rolled under the cattle truck. And I'm on my knees under a cattle truck with cattle in it and effluent on us, and he trying to tell me what to tell his mother and his family. I couple that with the image of Denny because the collusion actually was part of that as well. How was it part of it? Because the good cop, the good policeman, who wanted to bring people to justice, wasn't allowed to do so because the guys like that over there prevented the information to be given. I'd put those two men together, whom I knew, killed by people I see walking down the same street of the village I live in. It's difficult to reconcile, but it's the image of Denny Mullen and Snowden Corky that I leave with you, that when we talk about collusion and we talk about the past, let that be the two images that bring us all out of this cesspit and bring us all to a point where the past actually can inform the future in a way that makes the future worthwhile, something which Dinny didn't get or Snowden Corky didn't get, but we have a duty to put right. Thank you, Denise. Thank you, Olive. Thanks, Eugene. Thanks to everybody who has played a role in this. The role is only starting, because unless we get to the heart of this, all of the cliches, shared futures, words all of like that, is going to mean nothing or very little. There's where we are. There's the nature of what reconciliation means. I have to reconcile myself very often in the village I live in to prevent myself reaching for somebody, at least two, whom I knew were part of those murders. Thank you.